Welcome to One More Thing, the Patreon-only podcast called One More Thing.
So Eliza, what is your one more thing?
My one more thing is Seal Explorers.
Seal Explorers.
Yes.
That means the people who go diving to meet the seals in the ocean?
No.
Huh? Then?
You guess?
Seal Explorers. The seal is the explorer.
Yeah.
Is it Neil the seal?
No, it's not. Neil the seal is just lazing around and terrorizing. Where?
The people on land.
Yeah. It's Canada, is it?
Neil the seal.
Okay, well, anyway. No, it's not Neil the seal.
Also, these seals, the seal is the one that is exploring.
Yes. Explore what?
People's boats.
No.
Explore new kelp forests.
Not new kelp forests.
Explore seabed.
Yeah, correct.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Running out of locations in the sea.
Yeah. So, a group of researchers in the Antarctic have recruited elephant seals and Weddell seals to help us with deep sea explorations.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So what they did was tag 50 Weddell seals and 215 southern elephant seals with devices that could track their movements.
Oh.
And map the features of the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah. The cool thing is the sensor is attached to their head. Like a hat.
Oh my god, so cute.
Yeah. It's actually attached to their head fur. Not their head.
Their head fur.
Yeah. Their fur on their head. So it's attached to their head fur.
Okay.
Which they shed annually. So it doesn't harm them in any way.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like pasting on your hair lah.
Oh.
Yeah. Let me show you a picture. Okay. I'll put this on our Patreon.
Why is it so cute? It's like, almost like, you know, the Sherlock Holmes, sometimes you have the cigar pipe thing. And it's on his head.
Yeah.
Looks like that.
It's a little beep 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 thing that got an antenna.
Yeah. So cute.
Yeah. Apparently, it's quite an effective method for collecting data about the deep sea.
So they just observe that these seals go down diving very deep. Then they're like, oh, maybe they can help us.
Yeah, exactly that. Because they can withstand extreme temperature and high pressures.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
And then it's like, then let them explore. So many of them, then they just explore. Then the scientists, they can see how deep the seals dive and swim. Mm-hmm. Then they can help map out
how, the seabed.
Yeah, the seabed.
So cool.
Yeah.
It's like a video game, but they don't know that they're in it.
Yeah. I wonder if they know that each other is wearing this stupid thing on their head.
Yeah, they must be like, what's that?
Antenna. Do I have one on me? Yeah. And because of these sensor-wearing seal explorers, right?
Yeah.
Scientists actually discover a massive underwater canyon in Antarctica.
Wow.
Yeah. Then there was an Australian research ship called the RSV Nuina that go and use sonar to measure the canyon's exact depth.
Oh.
Then they map it out.
It's so interesting that, and amazing to me that we don't actually know everything about the ocean.
Yes.
Yeah, so far. We actually know very little. Yeah.
Then now the seals help us explore it.
Yeah.
It's amazing, eh. Yeah, the researchers have actually proposed to name the canyon Mirunga Nuina Canyon to honor both the seals and the ship. Because Mirunga is the scientific name for the elephant seal species. Because 200 of them is in on this.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
Expedition.
Okay.
So, yeah, the researchers say the seals discovered the canyon and the ship confirmed it.
Oh.
Yeah, so
cool.
Yeah.
Helping in our human things.
While just doing their own thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, Jing'an.
Yes.
What is your one more thing?
My one more thing is the bike whisperer.
The bike
whisperer.
Whisper to the bike. Bicycle.
The bike whisperer, yeah.
Okay. I bet it's a person, a human.
Okay, yes, it's a human.
That whisper to bikes. Whisper what? Oh, I know. He can check whether the bike is functioning or not.
Oh, no.
He just hear the sound. Spoiling it, oiling.
No.
No?
No. That just sounds like a bike mechanic. What a good name for a bike shop.
Yeah.
The Bike Whisperer.
Yeah. Oh. So what else can he do?
So this guy is just a bike enthusiast in Reykjavik, Iceland. So one day his bike got stolen. So he was very angry.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, he's not feeling too discouraged about it. He's like, it's not unsolvable because I'm in Reykjavik and it's such a small place.
Mm.
If I'm determined enough, I can surely find my bike. So he decided, I'm going to find my bike.
Mm.
So he put notes through his neighbor's doors and then people actually seen his bike. So somebody else is riding his bike. Like, so okay. His bike got stolen, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So he's like, okay, every day I'm thinking to myself that today is a good day to find my bike.
Okay.
Then one day he really spotted somebody on his bike and then he stopped the guy and then he got it back.
Huh?
And this guy, his name is Batma Leosen.
Okay.
Yeah. And then he started to see, like after this incident, like, then he started to see a rise in bike theft in Reykjavik. And then he felt very annoyed because he kept seeing very obviously stolen bikes. Like maybe outside shelters and like a bit more lockout areas.
The guy whose name you just said,
yes,
is the bike thief or the bike whisperer?
He's the bike whisperer.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the bike thief.
I'm going to explain why he's called bike whisperer in a very short time.
Okay.
So he kept seeing stolen bikes and then like the police cars keep driving past and doing nothing about
it. How he know it's the stolen bike?
Because he can tell it's very obviously stolen. Like maybe painted over, you know, sometimes we see
painted over, yes. They just spray paint in a very like horrible spray paint, then you know it's stolen one, the bike.
Yes, correct. Yes,
okay.
Yes. So he started to track down bikes that are stolen and then return them to their rightful owners.
Wow.
Which is like, wow, amazing. So he actually developed the nickname Bike Whisperer, the Bike Cop, the Bike Priest, Bicycle Jesus.
And Bicycle Jesus! And then, like, that's so funny, okay?
People from across his home city actually turned to him for help to find their missing bicycles, their tools, and even cars.
Wow.
Because he is like so passionate about this thing. And I think he go around on his bike to spot all these things.
And he's really good at it, what?
Yeah.
Mm.
So he's been doing this for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
And then sometimes he says that the bike thieves actually hand over the bikes to him because he has developed such a reputation.
Mm.
The bike thieves actually hand over the bikes to him without being asked.
Oh.
And then some of the former bike thieves actually started to help him to find back other people's stolen bikes.
Oh.
Yeah. And then somewhere along the way, he actually started this Facebook page. It's called Bicycle Stuff Etc. Lost, Found or Stolen in Icelandic. And then...
Okay, what a simple name. Okay.
Yeah. And then now, right, when somebody loses their bike, it can take as little as 48 hours to track it down on this page.
Wow.
Because people keep posting and contributing to it and like spotting and seeing whether this bike is stolen. Maybe on the side of a hedge or something like that.
Mm.
Yeah. So at first, he said that he's very angry at the bike thieves. And then like keep like screaming at them for stealing things. And be like, you know, very like righteous about it.
Yeah.
Which rightfully so. You shouldn't be stealing things.
Yes.
But then he decided that, you know, if I keep on screaming at them and then like, nothing seems to be actually working.
Correct.
I maybe want to change my approach.
Yes.
So he decided to become friends with some of the residents of some of the homeless shelters.
Mm-mm-mm.
And then these people actually started to help him to track down the bikes. And then some of them, he even helped them into rehab.
Oh.
Yeah. And he actually created like, you know, some community impact
Mm-mm-mm.
through this
whole
thing.
Become a social effort instead of like just, I just want to take back my things.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of thing. Okay,
so,
okay.
Mm. Now, right, when he sees guys on stolen bikes, then he will just, like, go and talk to them very peacefully and calmly. One day, he talked to one of the guys, and then, like, he didn't even mention the bike or anything. He just said, like, tell me your story. Then, at the end of the conversation, the man just gave him the bike.
Oh.
To help to return to the rightful owner.
Okay, okay.
So, he's, like, a bit like a middleman that is not a police.
Yes.
That will punish these people.
Yes.
So he's just trying to rehabilitate and reform.
And try find out what's their problem. Lah. Like, you know, why do they need to resort to this, right?
Yes. So a lot of the times it's because they want to sell the bike and then to get money because they are addicted to drugs.
Mm.
So it's like a bigger issue.
Mm.
So he's trying to make a difference for them as well.
Mm.
For example, if they have a finder's fee for the stolen bikes, then he will distribute them like, amongst the people who help to find the bike.
Oh, so smart.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's trying to help also like, to like, you know, make this whole thing easier for everyone.
Mm.
Then also because Reykjavik is in the midst of trying to encourage cycling in place of public transport and cars, it's an effort to reduce emissions. So this bike theft actually discourages this initiative.
Oh.
So he's actually like doing much more than just helping the bike owners get back their things. It's like to encourage this bigger motive and bigger drive as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like a ripple effect.
Yeah. And of course, he's very enthusiastic about bikes.
Must be very observant one. You anyhow accuse people of taking the bike. They're like, this is my bike. Then later you see properly, oh, sorry, the gear wrong.
Yeah.
You know, small thing wrong only, then you anyhow accuse somebody. Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Very good.
So I thought this was a very nice and wholesome story.
Yeah. A nice one more thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have come to the end of
One More thing.
Thank you for supporting our show and
see you next time.